From the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada, I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Chop Radio. Here's the Average White Band. Believe it or not, when Pick Up the Pieces was first released in the UK back in 1974, it was a flop. Then it topped the charts in the US and Canada. And well, you folks over there in the UK said, hey, that's a cracking good number. And you took it to number six. The Average White Band from Scotland on Pop Shop Radio with your DJ Tony. Oh, we have got so much good stuff for you. This week it's incredible. Here's Hedgehoppers Anonymous. It's a good news week.
It's good news week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's good news week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's good news week. Lots of blood in Asia now. They butchered off the sacred cow. They've got a lot to eat. It's good news week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal trays to keep us from the heat. Somewhere contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's good news week. Someone found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news week.
Hedgehoppers Anonymous, it's good news week. 1965, number five in the UK charts, where it went for for 12 weeks, only number 48 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, where it was issued on the Parrot Record label, by the way. But it was the theme music for Good News Week on Australian television in the late 1990s. This is Pop Shop Radio.
Go, go, charge! Pop Shop Radio Shortwave.
Is the Rockin' Vickers. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, from Black Hole. 1965, Sing With the Strings of My Heart. And some of you kids may already know that one of the guys in that group is a guy named Lemmy. Yep, Lemmy from Motorhead. Wow. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony. Time for our record number one. It comes from Ann Wilson, The Heart.
Now I'm standing where I know that you once stood before, and watching things I know that you have seen. I'm crying tears you cried, and feeling pain you felt, as I stand here watching you do what I've done before. You warned me that someday I would be sorry for treating you the way that I once did.
Radio's record number one comes from a group called The Daybreaks, and the lead vocalist on that, well, that's a woman named Ann Wilson, singing Standing Watching You, as she, of course, went on with her sister Nancy to front the band Heart. This is Pop Shop Radio with your DJ Tony. Cool stuff.
Don't ever be lonely, you poor little fool like me. Don't ever be lonely. Don't ever be lonely, poor little fool.
That is Carter, Eddie, Billy Joe, and Sister Rose Cornelius, elsewise known as the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose there. And that is from 1973, number 23 in Billboard's chart. Don't ever be lonely, poor little fool like me. Hey, want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? We'll tell you how. We're coming right up. But first, here's Poppy.
I'm Poppy, the Pop Shop Radio intrepid record librarian, and this is Poppy's Pick of the Week.
Thanks, Poppy. Here's the Ripcords, one-piece topless bathing suit.
I was sitting on the beach just getting a tan when my buddy came up to me. He said, you won't believe what's going on, but it's something that you gotta see. You know that bathing suit that we're talking about on the TV and radio? Well, there's a girl wearing one by the hot dog stand, and she's putting on quite a show.
Yeah, in her one. In her one-piece topless bathing suit in Boston, she'd be in bed. In her one-piece topless bathing suit, she's the coolest girl in the sand. One-piece topless bathing suit, and she's only 4 years old.
Well, that is Poppy's pick this week. Poppy picks good ones, doesn't she? It's called One Piece Topless Bathing Suit by the Ripcords, 1964. Only went to number 96 in Billboard's Hot 100. Good enough to play for us on Pop Shop Radio. Wanted to tell you about getting a Pop Shop Radio QSL card. Just send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you. I'm your DJ Tony with Pop Shop Radio, filling your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts. Here's Love. Ooh, yes, I do.
Oh,
did you catch it there? That little witty tribute to the flute theme from ABBA's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Man After Midnight. That is Love from the Netherlands. Patty, Josie, and Marga. They were named Holland's Best Export Act and received the Codemus Export Prize. Good going, gals. Oh, yes, I do. Here's Al Green. Oh, gonna get a little huggy bear kissy face right now. I'm still in love with you. Number one in Billboard's Hot Soul chart in August 72. Number three on the Hot 100. It would sell over a million copies. One of his most popular songs ever. And the 59th best-selling song of 1972. Now a little bit of music from up here in Canada. Here's Edward Bear and the last song.
Did you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on? Hoping you'd come by and know that I was home, still awake. But 2 years go by and still my light's on. This is hard. Here's the last song.
Shop Radio, filling your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts with Edward Bear from Toronto. That's actually the name of the group, not the singer. They were originally known as the Edward Bear Review and started out kind of bluesy rock and even opened for Led Zeppelin, believe it or not. But then they kind of smoothed things out. Number one in 1972. Also staying north of the border here in Canada, one of my favorite singers. This is K.D. Lang and Constant Craving on Pop Shop Radio. Second solo album, Ingenue, Alberta's very own K.D. Lang, her only U.S. top 40 hit, but it went to number 8 here in Canada. Good one on you, K.D. That is Constant Craving on Pop Shop Radio. More music coming right up. You're listening to Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great radio stations like Channel 292 in Germany. For a Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or find us on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Stay tuned, boys and girls, for a shortwave radiogram coming right up at the end of the show.
You're listening to Pop Shop Radio with my sweetie Tony.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Pop Shop Radio. I love you, babe. Here's the Osmonds. This is Crazy Horses on Pop Shop Radio.
Crazy horses riding everywhere. It's so worn and it's say, keep on moving and it's all our fault.
What a show.
Well, definitely not your little sister's Osmond Brothers, the Osmonds there. Crazy Horses, a song that Ozzy Osbourne said that it was one of his favorite rock and roll tracks. It was banned in South Africa and France because the people who banned things said it was about drugs. Yeah, really. Yeah, okay. Well, so there you go. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ, Tony, filling your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts. Here's Bow Wow Wow, C30, C60, C90, go! Probably cleared out your ear holes, didn't it? That's Bow Wow Wow. C30, C60, C90, go. Back in the days of piracy via cassette. Put together by Malcolm McLaren from members of Adam and the Ants and a gal named Annabella Lewin, who was 13 years old. Number 34 in the UK charts in 1980.
Von Jimmy?
Mm-mm.
Das muss ja dufte sein, mit ihm zu fahren. Holt er dich nach der Schule ab?
Mm-mm.
Sag mal, woher kennst du ihn eigentlich?
Ich sah ihn auf der Hauptallee. Er fuhr an mir vorbei und stoppte ab, versteht ihr?
Ganz genau.
Dann nahm er mich mit auf seinem Feuerstuhl. Mein Vater meinem Feuerstuhl.
Er küsste mich noch, ehe er ging, und lächelte so eigenartig. Ich rief ihm nach, fahr nicht zu schnell am Abend auf der nassen Straße. Pass auf! Pass auf!
Auf Deutsch, die Crazy Girls. Die Crazy Girls waren ein Pop-Musik-Group, Girl-Group, der drei Bandmitglieder, Rossi, Gretel und Arns. That is an almost exact copy of the Shangri-La's Leader of the Pack in German by the Crazy Girls. Not bad stuff, huh? Well, yeah, sure. Right now we're going to hop in the car with Diesel from the Netherlands, and we're going to go to Sausalito on a summer night on Pop Shop Radio. Toledo Summer Night from Diesel on Pop Shop Radio. They're from the Netherlands, and they managed to score a number one record here in Canada in 1981 from their 1980 LP, What's in a Tank. This is Pop Shop Radio, filling your holes with lots and lots of kilowatts and none of that frequency modulation stuff. We're going back to the 30s right now for Putting on the Ritz as our Twin Spin double play.
Have you seen the well-to-do up on Lenox Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and colored collars, white bats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits, putting on the Ritz. Tangle gowns upon a bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits, putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Dropping elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last two bits putting on the Ritz. You go where Harlem sits, putting on the Ritz. Tango gowns upon the bevy of high brown.
Well, the top half of our Pop Shop Radio Twin Spin double play for this show from 1930, Harry Richman with the Earl Burnett and Los Angeles Orchestra, Putting on the Ritz, written by Irving Berlin. Now, proving that a great song lasts forever. Well, you know what we're going to twin spin that one with.
Twin spin now!
And so we are going to twin spin the original version of Putting on the Ritz with the remake by Taco.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix, we're Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix, we're Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mitts, putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz.
52 years after its initial release in 1930, Footin' on the Ritz was back in the charts with a new updated version by Taco, who was born in Jakarta, Indonesia, and, well, went to the top of the charts just about everywhere with his version of Footin' on the Ritz. I'm your DJ, Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. We go around the world to find cool stuff for you, you know. And so we stopped in the Netherlands. We said hi to a bunch of gals named Dolly Dots. This is Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy. Dolly Dots, six young women from the Netherlands, Angela, Angela, Anita, Esther, Patty, and Ria, had big hits in Turkey, Lebanon, Iceland, and toured all throughout Egypt. Never had any success in the UK, though, but, well, they were featured on Top of the Pops in 1983 and were interviewed by John Peel, which is quite nice of him, really. This is Pop Shop Radio, and, well, you know what we bring you right here.
Lots and lots of kilowatts. Pop Shop Radio, shortwave.
And nowhere else. Here's Ora Royce in the Olympics.
Yes.
race and the Olympics. It was a case of being in the right place at the right time. They were from Liverpool, and anybody who could play an instrument and sing was being signed from Liverpool. And they were, and they did Que Sera Sera, and it wasn't a hit. Sorry about that, guys. And you didn't get another chance, either. Que Sera Sera. This is Pop Shop Radio with your DJ, Tony. We want you to get your equipment ready, boys and girls, because we have got a shortwave radiogram and maybe a little extra thing on the end there. I don't know. We'll see. Coming right up. Stay tuned.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Well, if you like Coca-Cola, you will remember that song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, by the Hillside Singers, who also sang it in the commercial and recorded a single of it that sold a million copies. Wow. Of course, it's like, this is what we'd like to do, too. Teach the world to sing. And hopefully we do that a little bit with Pop Shop Radio. Sending peace and love to all people and all nations. Shortwave Radio, Graham, in 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
For a Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in supernatural British Columbia in Canada and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.